Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between throwing it down. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun, and there's a lot of stuff to unpack. Andre Vasilevskiy and the Tampa Bay Lightning do it again. Vasilevskiy is now 16-0, coming off of the playoff loss in what has been an extremely high-scoring series and an extremely high-scoring playoffs overall in the Stanley Cup. The Maple Leafs and the Lightning are averaging 6.63 goals per game in this series, and the Stanley Cup playoffs as a whole are averaging 6.84 goals per game, the most since 1993, the last time a team from Canada actually won the Stanley Cup in the Montreal Canadiens in 1993. But both Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup Finals are up against it right now. Tampa beats down the Toronto Maple Leafs. A million goals scored in this hockey game tonight. And, of course, the Calgary Flames are getting all that it can handle from the Dallas Stars. Dallas are better than I thought they were. I'm just going to call it out for what it is. Dallas Stars are better than I thought they were, and they're doing a great job on Calgary, keeping Calgary away from dangerous areas on the ice in which they can put the puck in the net. But Calgary's going to have to figure out a way to start scoring. Everybody else is. How about this, too? The average goal differential in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is 3.22 per game. Per game. These puck lines and stuff, man. Basically, it's crazy. Like, there hasn't been a lot of close games. We can't say it hasn't been good hockey. Calgary and Dallas, like, there. If it wasn't for Calgary and Dallas, I'd like to know what the margin of victory was. Because Calgary and Dallas games are actually close. All these other games, one team wins 5-2, 5-1, 6-0 or whatever, and then the other team wins 5-2, 5-1, 6-0 or whatever, and they go back and forth. Right now, as we speak, the Los Angeles Kings are up 2-0. Of course, this is the game that there's no goals, right? Of course, because everyone's predicted this. So right now, the LA Kings are up 2-0. The third period has just started. Next goal is critical. Listen, man, what a weekend. What a weekend of sports, and I got to be honest with you, I'm not happy. I'm not overly happy right now. Only because there were 92 million sporting events going on this weekend, and I do not have more money in my account than I do when I started. And that's shameful. That's shameful. It's one of those, like, really, dude? You had a million opportunities. Like, how the hell did you not make money this weekend? Why? Because I'm a moron. No, listen, man, I had some bad beats today. I had the over 214 in the Mavericks Suns game. Man, to get to 212. And it wasn't a bad beat, per se, so much, but a bad bet. I just lost a lot of money on that Toronto Maple Leafs game. And I didn't even trust the Maple Leafs. I had the Leafs to win the series. I didn't even trust the Leafs. I took the Leafs at, like, plus 2.5 goals. With the Dodgers do what they always do, which is win. And I got the... The Toronto Maple Leafs plus 2.5. I didn't trust them fully to win the game. And I didn't trust them getting a puck and a half. I figured, all right, I'm plus 2.5. No, we're down 2-0 before the national anthem's over. The Late Night Anger Management Class has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Sunday, Bloody Sunday has begun. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including the mightier 1090 ESPN radios. They're rocking in San Diego after a three-run walk-off shot that we'll get to. Jason B. Tackerfin's going to step up, and then a three-time champion, general manager Jason B. Tackerfin, kicks it with us a little bit later on. We talk baseball. We're talking pucks with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. Stanley Cup playoffs continue. We'll get into the NBA with Mo Khan. James Harden steps into a time machine and plays like James Harden. James Harden dropped 31. We've got a series right now as the Philadelphia 76ers and both the Dallas Mavericks get it done on their home court. And things are starting to get interesting in the NBA playoffs right now. Big games on Monday night as well. We break them all down. A big race on Saturday and one for the ages. And in fact, pretty much, like, if you watch the Kentucky Derby, you saw the biggest upset in any of our lifetimes. That's the biggest upset in any of our lifetimes in a Kentucky Derby. Like, how many people, like, who's alive still? The last time, the biggest, like, the longest shot ever to win the Kentucky Derby was in 1913. And it was 91-1. Donrail. It was 91-1. Rich Strike goes off at 80-1. So it's the biggest upset in a Kentucky Derby in 109 years, which is pretty much like nobody lives that long. I think somebody might have just gotten to like 110 or something like that and passed. I don't know. But nevertheless, I doubt they were at the Kentucky Derby. So you saw history. What did it pay? It's mind-numbing what it paid. It's absolutely like it's like life-changing what it paid. A $2 Exacta with Rich Strike and Epicenter paid $4,101. A dollar trifecta paid $14,870. And a $1 superfecta paid $321,000. We should throw in $321,500.10. At that point, you just leave the $500 on the table for the ticket taker, and you walk out with 321 dimes. Let's roll. Rich Strike got rich. Did you? This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to stop making excuses. The peace of mind you get after a colonoscopy is worth it. It's the best way to prevent and detect one of the deadliest cancers. In fact, your doctor can remove precancerous polyps during the procedure if necessary. That's right, before it even turns to cancer. No buts about it. Get a colonoscopy at 45 and follow up every 10 years or as recommended by your doctor. Find a location or schedule now at avera.org/colon.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Yeah. All right, let's roll. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Throwing it down Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, loudest station in the nation. The Los Angeles Kings lead the Edmonton Oilers right now. 2-0, 15 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the hockey game. The Oil are on the power play right now. Jonathan Quick, vintage Jonathan Quick, tonight for the Los Angeles Kings in what is a must-win situation for Los Angeles. They cannot afford to go back down to, you know, they can't be 3-1 going to Edmonton and the series is over. I don't know if there's like a bigger gap in a more important like game, actually. There's like a couple of key, people always freak out after the first games, the playoff series, and even they flip out after the second game. How many people thought Boston would be tied 2-2 right now, right? People were burying them, leaving them for dead. But there are certain, there are critical junctures of, like, and when it's 2-1, that's the critical juncture right there. Like, there's such a difference between 3-1 and 2-2, right? It's just, like, it's just that big. And, the, you know, these games are critical, and L.A. so far are answering the bell, but there's still 15 minutes left in this game. Let's bring in Mo Khan right now because there's a lot of stuff to unpack. And we got Jason B. Tackerford talking baseball later. We got Ian Cameron talking pucks. Mo Khan steps up in TSN Radio. What's up, Mo? How you doing?
Very well, Gabe. A very, very busy weekend of sports that we had to watch, whether it's here or overseas with European soccer going on right now as well.
Yeah, I didn't participate in any of the sports, but I almost feel exhausted myself, mentally drained after betting as much as I did. And yeah, it really was. It really was one of the busiest sports weekends ever, actually. Like, it was just so, so ultra cool. And including the Formula One in Miami. But let's start off with the NBA. And, you know, you look at these series, as I was talking about the critical, such a big difference between 3-1 and 2-2, talking about team people burying teams when they're down 2-0. And especially in this era, right, like no lead is safe anymore, even in a series right now. And now the Philadelphia 76ers have Joel Embiid back, and potentially we could say they have James Harden back as well. Because James Harden, the guy on the floor, really hasn't been James Harden. He'd lost his confidence. He wasn't an impact player, the James Harden that was on the floor against the Raptors. And, so, you know, he found something. We'll see if he's able to continue this. But facts are facts. We're tied at two. We've got a series.
Well, we definitely do. And that second half that we witnessed tonight, James Harden showed something that he was lacking in the first few games of the series. Was attacking the rim, creating foul opportunities for him as he was 9-for-10 from the free throw line. And I just thought he was able to control the narrative with the ball in his hands because, again, when you saw that Joel Embiid, who played like a warrior once again, given what he's going through with the myriad of injuries, Gabe, that this was an effort that's why the Sixers, Daryl Morey in particular, brought James Harden in, is to have these type of moments. And that's what happened here. And now we're back in parity with them in the Heat going back to South Beach for Game 5. It'd be quite fascinating to see what Spoelstra does to counter James Harden's right hook that he presented tonight in Philadelphia because I thought he was really good in that fourth quarter.
Miami are listed as 3.5-point favorites on Tuesday night in this game. Minus 158 on the money line right now. The total is 210. Meanwhile, Dallas and Phoenix. Now, I thought coming into this, actually, and listen, I paid the price for it. I bet on Dallas every game in this series. I took them plus the points in the first game. It was a 7-point game, but it really wasn't as close as the final score would have indicated. The second game, the wheels absolutely fell off for them, and nobody thought... You know, quite frankly, nobody thought Dallas could play with Phoenix, right? I mean, people have just sort of penciled in Phoenix versus Golden State in the Western Conference Finals right now. But Dallas has responded. The question is, do they have enough? Can, you know, Dallas, they got to win on the road. That, you know, that's what this comes down to. Like Miami have home court. So they don't have to win on the road. They're not in the same situation as Dallas is in. Dallas has to find a way to win on the road. Can they do it? Can they win in Phoenix?
Yeah, and you're bang on because they have to win in Phoenix at least once, with this now being the best out of three in between them and the Suns. But what makes this fascinating is the role influence of what they have from the supporting cast. Right, Jalen Brunson, when Luka Doncic is off the court, has played better without him, right? You look at Phoenix Smith, he came up huge today with 24 points. I just thought that overall, what Phoenix did in terms of the counterpuncher, in terms of defending the Mavericks, they were lacking that toughness required in protecting the paint, because I thought the Mavericks had easy releases towards the paint. And this goes back to game three as well, where I thought, again, they control the terms of that basketball game in game four now. And I'm just curious to see what Monty Williams would do for an adjustment period, because when Chris Paul got neutralized, it really hemorrhaged the entire offense for the Suns in that second half here. So there are some question marks, no doubt, about the Suns team there, Gabe. And I wonder for Devin Booker, because look, he came off a bad injury in the first round. How healthy is he really going to these, maybe, who knows, final two games, final three games, who knows, of this series here? Because he's a guy that has to be the X factor in this matchup here. Because if he's not, it really puts a lot of stress on Chris Paul, who at his age isn't the same guy that he once was 5 years ago or even 10 years ago in his prime.
Phoenix Suns, 6-point favorites Tuesday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time, -6 total, 213.5. And this total today was just one of many bad beats for me over the weekend. And I don't like to cry about bad beats. It is what it is. We're all responsible for our own actions and the bets that we make. But I had over 214. It got to 212. It was just so like, I knew over the last couple of minutes, I was like, don't miss, because I'm going to need, this is getting close to the total. And it was sailing over, and it just hit a wall. So speaking of Chris Paul on Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, to all the mothers who might be tuning in against their will right now. The thing with Chris, so I don't know what happened with Chris Paul and his mother, but he alleges that somebody touched his mother, right? That a fan...
Right.
Now, I didn't see the footage as of me coming on the air. I saw the footage of him, of the kid getting kicked out, and it seemed to be a teenager with his mother, right? So
right.
I don't really know exactly what happened. Did he tap her on the shoulder? Like, did he lean in? Like, did he? Because I doubt this kid grabbed her, Mo. Like, he wasn't like a drunk, raving kid. He seemed to be a rich kid with his mom sitting there. Like, I don't know what happened exactly, but Chris Paul was flipping out. He's on Twitter saying, hey, if you want to find players for telling player for if you want to find the players for telling the fans off, fine, but the fans can't be touching people's families. I don't know. Do you know any more than I do about this?
No, it's the same thing, Gabe, because, you know, watching Inside the NBA after the Sixers matchup tonight, they all asked the question, why aren't player families in the luxury suites or in a section where there's more security presence there? Because you put them in the eye of the storm, game, and we talk about visiting fans, or whether you're a fan or a family member, it's tough sailing because you might end up in a section where there's some pretty bad dudes out there that just want to create ruckus and then create hell for you to watch whatever sporting event it is. And you've seen
it's a good idea.
Yeah, and look at the European...
Yeah, but sometimes, hold on, Mo. Sometimes it's the fans who are a danger. Like, if Matt Stafford's wife's sitting next to you and you're a 49er fan, she might smack you in the face with an oversized pretzel.
Right. And
it goes both ways.
Exactly.
Hey, Rondo, same thing, though. Rondo's brother's known for it, right? Rondo's brother sits courtside and gets into it with players. So it goes both ways. I think you're right. I think there should be a league policy that, no, no, man, Jokic, your brothers can't sit there and threaten people and scare people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think you're right. I think mothers, sisters, brothers, gangsters, everybody involved should be in the press box. You're right, in the suite. More on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Late Night Anger Man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Chris Paul, want to find players for saying stuff to the fans, but the fans can put their hands on our families? F that. Chris Paul tweets. Seems to me he found a way, Mo Caldwell is, that he seemed to me that he found a way to tweet that during the game. I don't know if I'm crazy, but yeah, I swear to God, like, I'm watching the game and I see Chris Paul on Twitter. I'm like, did this guy just what? I'd like to check the timeline of this, actually, to be honest. Like I said, I'm looking here. I don't see. Everyone's like taking Chris Paul's side right away. I don't know. Like, did the kid really push Chris Paul's mom? I find it hard to believe that the kid pushed Chris Paul's mom and nobody noticed. That's the whole thing, right? Like, so I don't get it. And the kid's sitting there with his mother, but it doesn't mean that he's not a little smart ass as well. So, like I said, we'll find out the details moving forward. But I think you raise a great point as far as families sitting, not sitting. And another thing is too, crowds are crazier than they've ever been, Mo. Right, like we have more fan incidences now than ever, like with you know, like courtside with families, with everybody, with people like throwing stuff at players on the way out, it's like a wrestling. Like in the old days, guys, they used to go to wrestling and it was encouraged. Like they would, keep throwing your beer cups at us, guys, and they liked it, right? Because you hated them. Now everything's like a wrestling thing, like, and you never know when things are going to get ugly. I think you raise a great point, though, as far as family members not sitting courtside. Actually, I think it'd be best. And it's happened to me. I've sat. I sat, I was sitting at a UNLV Rebel game once, and Omar Clayton was the quarterback, and Omar Clayton got hurt, and I had a lot of money on a game. And we were there with a bunch of guys that were visiting in Vegas and stuff, so we went to the UNLV game, and like, you know, I had like, you know, $2,500 on a game or something. Omar Clayton got hurt, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, this sucks, right? Because I'm like, we're screwed. And then the kid comes in, Clausen. I forget his name. It wasn't Jimmy, obviously. It was one of the, some Clausen kid comes in. No relation to the other Clausens. I think Derek Clausen. And I'm like, who the hell's this guy? And I'm like, this guy better be good because I got a lot of money on. And right away, that's my son. I happen to be sitting right next to his father. I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, all right, let's go. I said, all right, let's go, sir. And by the end of it, I'm high-fiving his sister, and I'm hugging the mother and everything. They lost, but he played well, and they covered. I told a story last week in Vegas. I sat down at a blackjack table. I was wearing a Dodger jersey, and guy's like, hey, no effing Dodger fans here. Dodgers suck. I hate the Dodgers. Turned out it was Logan Webb's cousin. it's a small world. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a small world. So let me ask you, Mo. I don't know if you saw the tweet today about Formula One. So F1 goes to Miami. It was a massive success. I look forward to seeing what the television numbers were for the race. But just from everything got knocked, you know, everything was just perfect, actually. They knocked everything out of the park. The broadcast was great. Besides one thing that we'll get to, which is too good. But
Brendel.
Yeah, with Patrick Mahomes. Oh, the fake.
Yeah.
That's too good. we'll get to that now. You know what's crazy? Is, I swear to God, Mo, I'm such an idiot. I was watching. I actually watched, like, the whole thing. Like, I might have missed a few minutes of it, but I was actually, like, you know, I watched it all. I had money on the race and stuff. So I watched all the pregame, all the pre-race coverage, and I get up just as that's happening. I saw it live, right? And I got up, and I thought to myself, I swear to God, God is my witness. I said to myself, like, in that split second, I look up. I'm like, I'm surprised they're giving Banchero worldwide TV coverage. No, I swear to God, Mo, that's what crossed my mind. Got up, and I thought, I said, well, Banchero, I'm Banchero. Like, I was like, wow. And then I thought to myself, I was like, well, he is Italian, right? He's part Italian, right? So,
yes, he is.
I'm like, wow, so maybe, you know what I mean? He's a big F1 guy. Clearly he is, right? And you know, he's there for Ferrari. And there's Banchero. But the funny thing is, guys, they thought he was Patrick Mahomes.
You know, it's funny. I was watching that moment, and I saw him from afar. And people go, oh, Apollo's there at the F1 thing. Whoever from Sky Sports was feeding information to Martin Brundle that, hey, Patrick Mahomes is there, go talk to him. I wonder how that person feels, because when that happened, I go, oh my God, this guy has no idea. This is not Patrick Mahomes, but an NBA player. And you saw right when the Brundle had no idea who he was.
I know.
The next person, right? So it was epic Miami at its finest with that Grand Prix pregame event that we saw with Sky Sports today.
I just love the fact. Listen, the Sky Sports did a great job. They really do. They do a great job with this. But we all make mistakes. But as he stated, so Martin Brundle was like, you know, talking to the celebrities on the grid walk, as they call it. So he calls them. There's a guy called Patrick Mahomes on the grid who's a bit of a sporting legend out here, Kansas City Chiefs. Brundle reported to his audience. Brundle, however, was not. Patrick, Brundle called out. I don't think he can hear me. Patrick. The man he was calling was basketball star Paolo Banchero. After initially not realizing that Brundle wanted to talk to him, that's too good. Banchero stopped and spoke with the Sky Sports host. What do you think of the atmosphere? This is crazy. I've never been to an F1 race. At that point, Brundle finally realized he's not speaking with Patrick Mahomes. It's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. What is your name, sir? Banchero identified himself, and Brundell sheepishly said sorry about that and shook Banchero's hands. Whatever, Brundell said after Banchero left and proceeded to throw his producer under the bus. A little bit of misinformation in the ears there. and Matthias is my producer knows, I would have lost it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would have lost it. Like, I would have snapped, like, basically, like, what are you guys, like, trying to keep even make, like, dude, there's a lot of people watching this, Mo. Hundreds of millions of people are watching an F1 race. Like, the thing is, he said, how the hell is Martin Brundle going to know what the hell Patrick Mahomes is? You figured he would have figured that. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes is, like, 7 feet tall, man. Like, you know what I mean?
And the thing is, right, I figure because Sky Sports does have the NFL TV rights in the UK, that they're trying to do like a hand-to-hand thing. Oh, we got Patrick Mahomes here. Maybe we'll do like a crossover promo of him at F1 event with the NFL season about 4 months away. But obviously, that's not the case in South Beach or Miami.
Well, listen,
blends with the race.
I guarantee you next year they're going to have like an American, they're going to have an American, there's going to be like a hot chick on the grid next year. Like, they're going to, like Sky Sports, like in their production, they're going to go, great job in Miami, guys. It was awesome. Great production. But yeah, listen, in the future, we can't have F1 guys going up to people, like just randomly thinking they're NFL players. All right. Like,
well, just imagine that in 23, they're going to have the race in Vegas, right? So just imagine how that race in Miami was. Just imagine in Vegas as you were there for the NFL draft last week, Gabe. That
24.
That
yeah. Yeah, 2023. Yeah, excuse me. Not yeah. This Thanksgiving, the next Thanksgiving. So that's 23. You're right. That's
exactly.
It.
This will be F1 on steroids.
Oh, God, yeah.
Celebs that will show up in Sin City on the Strip to be at
yeah,
that
like me. Race, celebs like me. I'm going to be there.
Exactly. It's epic. It's so, big. It's
when it goes up. So I won't be at the Cosmopolitan, though, bro. Right? I'm not going to be at the Bellagio. I'll be at the Excalibur at the end, like maybe. If I can, maybe I'll be on the Motel 6. You know what's crazy? In Motel 6, I think the cars are going to pass it right there. That's gold. Where's your VIP package for the F1 race? Motel 6. I'm going to stand on the freaking parking lot. I'm going to stand in the parking lot or on the roof of the motel as they zip past. Because I think they go up Tropicana. I can't confirm it, but I'm pretty sure they do, actually. I'm pretty sure they're going up Tropicana past the MGM. But I'm not positive. I've seen the overhead thing. I've got it. I'm going to look after. There's a video. The British dudes are really in F1. There's a video which the guy drove it. He goes, this is what the circuit is going to be. And he started, but I got confused. He's turning here.
Yeah, it's only a square circuit, actually. It's a lot of straightaways. There's not many twists and turns as was.
No, it's like it's basically like a box they're driving around in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like they're gonna go around the back of the strip and then up and on the strip and then back down again, like around. Yeah. And they're not even doing the whole strip, really. Right, yeah, like
it's sort of like Belgium, the long straightaways. That's what this race is going to be similar to in terms of the drive dynamics of that we'll see in Vegas.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's going to be a straightaway, turn right, straightaway, turn right, straightaway. Like,
yeah.
You're right. They're going to be zipping along the strip, and I know they're going to be zipping along the strip. It's going to be like turn right on Flamingo. Boom, right? I just love that mode that F1 guy's going to be looking up, right? Dude, you turn on Flamingo, okay? Like, boom. Flamingo, man. Yeah, they're going to scoot all the way down to Paradise. They're going to turn right again. Bam. It's going to be awesome. But Danica Patrick did a great job. And Jensen Button, like I said, no, the Sky Sports was good. But King score, 3-0. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MMA versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. We're talking F1 right now. That's right, F1. F1's the new rage in America. Me and Mo go way back with F1. I tweeted out earlier. I never really realized at the time, too, how much money, like now, Mo, basically, like, put it this way. It used to be casual. I'd walk into Wayne Buse's office. He'd be like, here's your F1 pass. Don't piss anyone off. It's true. It was casual. Like, hey, you got my F1 pass. You go, yeah, here you go. Right? Like every year I was there in the paddock area, just walking around because I had the VA. You know, you got the pass. And you probably will, too, or, like, whoever's going to be covering it, as you guys know. So, you know, we've been on the Formula One, big deal in Montreal. It used to be the only North American stop. I've been to a lot of them. I've covered a lot of them and stuff. And it's quite the spectacle. And you see, and I was tweeting about this today, and a lot of people agreed with me, and I saw Danica Patrick talking about this today on Sky Sports, and which the ESPN coverage, etc., about Formula One coming to America for real now. Like, they're not playing around. Like, they clearly have a marketing plan. And, like, I don't know, who's talking about that Mother's Day NASCAR race today, right now? You know what I mean? Like, NASCAR, you know, should not concerned because it's a different audience. Guys in the South aren't going to be like, Charles Leclerc, who the hell's Charles Leclerc? I don't care about some Frenchman, right? And, like, you know, Belgium, like, you know. I get it, but the casual sport fan that might have watched a NASCAR race, it's a lot flashier, bro, when you see, oh, my God, there's Tom Brady there. Oh, Michael Jordan's there. Serena Williams is there, right? David Beckham is there. Like, it's just, like, they knocked it out of the park, bro. Like, people are already, like, I had people all over Twitter. I'm going to Miami next year for this. People are very excited about Vegas. You have Austin, Texas, which is going to be sick and off the hook. And, you know, like, they knocked it out of the park, and it's going to be nice for Montreal, isn't it, Mo? It's been a couple of years, man, with the pandemic. And I tell you, the Formula One race is a key part of the Montreal lifeblood and its economy.
no question. It's a booster for the Montreal economy. But now with the North American tours that we're going to have, right? Miami is all about sex appeal, right? Austin had the highest attended race last year with over 400,000, and now Vegas is into the park.
Yeah, Montreal better bring it. You're not the only spot anymore. That's right. And people like from New York and all these people are like that were indie that were F1 fans. That had to go to Montreal. Now they could say, "Yeah, we always went to Montreal, but we're saving our money for Vegas now."
Yeah, yeah, or even Miami, right? And that's why I'm not saying Montreal would lose this race, but they have to take notice of what Miami did today. They have to take notice what Vegas will do.
Yeah, make sure you bring the celebs in and bring it. Exactly.
You have to bring it. And the thing is, right? Like F1, the reason why it's really skyrocketing popularity, Gabe. It's the Netflix series, right? It really is.
It's crazy. I had a lot of people on Twitter telling me today, I never cared about F1, but I watched this. They watched the series, and it didn't translate fully into watching the race until it was in America in front of their face, right? And they're like,
right.
And now we'll see. Because the one problem that F1 has with conquering America is a lot of the races, Mo, are on at like 4 a.m. or weird times because it's such a global international. Like they might be in Saudi Arabia, they might be in Australia, they might be in Monaco, they might be in Montreal. You don't know where they're going to be. Like you know where they're going to be, but the timing is always different.
Right, and the thing is, Liberty Media, that bought from Bernie Ecclestone, right? Bernie Ecclestone was an old-school dinosaur that said,
No, he was a modern-thinking man.
Bernie. Yeah, exactly, right?
He didn't last. He didn't even get to the Me Too movement. He would have been. He's lucky. He was actually one of the first casualties, but yeah, nobody said more crazy, stupid, insane things than Bernie Ecclestone, but go on.
Right, and when Liberty Media bought the F1 for $4.4 billion, they said, bleep everything that was done in the past. We're going to make this as accessible via social media, via Netflix, and you're right. The time of the races, because today, Gabe, right?
Total change.
Local. Yeah, it was a 3:30 local start in Miami, which is like a prime time.
Oh, perfect for Europe time. That's what I love it. It's just you get two continents like that, and you're bang on. I thought the same thing even when the F1 cameras showed the crowd.
Yeah.
Dude, it was Joe Sixpack with his wife and stuff, right? And they just sort of were like, wow. And like before, and let's be real, and we covered it. Dude, that Montreal race can be pretty snobby, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like the parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's like you're not Ben Affleck. Who are you? Like everyone looks at you with disdain. Like, can I buy a jacket? Yeah, if you have $800, kid. You know what I mean? Quebec can be snobby as like sort of like not uptight, but you know, people dress well. You're right. Like before, bro. Put it this way: before Formula One would be like, we're not going to Vegas. We don't want a bunch of like people in Hooters t-shirts and jean shorts. Okay, we don't care. Now they're like, we're going. On there, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now they're like, we want in. We're going to Texas. We're going to Florida. They want in.
And the thing is, Gabe, right? What the F1 does now, and Ecclestone even now with Liberty's media, is that they can leverage these racetracks and say, hey, listen, we got Vegas in the horizon. We can take this race away from you. What are you going to do to up the value for us to come back to your city and to your country for 5 to 10 years to be that host city? So that's why it's intriguing times for Montreal. I think they're okay for the race, but in the next 5 years, it remains the same in terms of what they present. Then people might say in Canada, look, we got 3 races in the U.S. Why don't we bring this to another?
No, it's too traditional. But you're right. Quebec, put it this way. Don't argue with them about anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? If they say we don't like the pavement there, you fix it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they say. Don't pull a Quebec attitude and say, no, we're not fixing this. Right? Like, you know, you're going to like it. Like, we all know that stuff can escalate fast in that city, right? Some mayor says, oh, I'm not paying for them. Let them pay for it. Like, no. But I think it's safe. But you're right. 4-0 Kings right now. Good stuff. So the Kings are going to win this hockey game. It's 4-0 with a $1.30 left. I've got the Kings. -1.5 too. It was pretty bold, but I did it. I should note I did it when they were up already, so I didn't get crazy plus money. But I also had the Kings before the game, so I wanted to throw this at you, Mo, because there was a picture. I'm sure you saw it, and it said, "How many goats in this picture?" And it was a picture of Lewis Hamilton, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and David Beckham.
Yeah.
Quite the collection. Great picture at the race today, and I think it was a Sky Sports, was actually their account, or it was ESPN. Somebody, it was an official, like, you know, how many goats in this picture. And at first I was like, whoa, let's slow down here. I said, my initial reaction was two. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Okay, we can start there. To me, I was thinking, all right, what about Michael Schumacher? Right? Like that, you know, man, that was my era of like really being into Formula One and his dominance. That's when we were covering it, right, in the Team 990 days. And you know, Schumacher was just amazing. And like to me, he was the best driver ever. You know, so consistent. But numbers don't lie. Lewis Hamilton's won more than he has, right? He's won more races. He broke Schumacher's record. I don't believe he broke his championship record, though, right? That's the difference.
Yeah.
Because how many titles? Schumacher had to win 7-8 titles? How many titles did he?
Lou was at 7, and I think Schumacher's on 6-7 himself.
Let me ask you, because that's the debate, and then we'll get to Beckham. But that's the debate. Is Lewis Hamilton the greatest F1 driver ever? Is that like kind of the consensus now since he passed Schumacher?
I would put him up there, Gabe. But I think what he's done for the sport on the track and off of it, he's really brought more eyeballs. And look, you're right. When I was younger, Schumacher was the epitome. He was the pinnacle of F1 racing. But I think Lewis Hamilton has taken it to the next level. Yeah,
God am I good, Mo. Sorry. 7 championships for Schumacher. That was just off the top of my head. All right, Lewis Hamilton, I'm going to see how many championships. Because I don't, you know, 103 races to 91, fine. I can live with that. But I just want to see championships here. But sorry, Mo, go on. I'm going to see Lewis Hamilton here, championships.
And I think Lewis has...
They both won seven. All right. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
And they both prove the worth of what they've been as F1 racers. And I think he's a GOAT.
It's like Jack and Tiger. That's who these guys are. They really are. Yeah. You can't really say one's better than the other. You're right. There was like, wow, this guy was the guy, and then this guy was the guy. And you're right. Especially we should note, as a black driver to do what Hamilton done, he's really revolutionized it worldwide.
He really has. And the thing is, with Beckham, look, Beckham was a phenomenal, transcendent athlete that he was to popularize the sport of soccer worldwide and appeal to all the masses. But I don't think he's a GOAT in terms of what he does and impact on the pitch because, again, he's not a Pele.
Well, that's the
he's
thing.
Not a Neymar,
he's famous because of his looks. He was an elite player for a couple of years. He's a great player, but he's not an all-time, like, he's not in that conversation, right? Like,
no, he's not.
But people do. No, but no, of course not. Or Messi, but his name is as famous as Pelé, right? Beckham, right? You know, he's that. But we all agree. No one thought Beckham was the guy. When I saw it, I was like, come on, man. Yeah, he won a couple of champs leagues along for the ride and stuff. But come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. One thing I will say, though. And we have some F1 fans in our chat, and some of these guys are from Europe, and people know what they're talking about and stuff. One thing about I will say, I think that it is harder to win now in Formula One than in Schumacher's day and our day there, Mo. In a sense that, yeah, like they equalize things, right? Like they equalize the cars, you know, they equalize things out. They limited, they almost put it out, you can't do that anymore. No, you can't just spend more money because it's not competitive. And that was the thing. When Schumacher was running, basically he had this crazy Ferrari and everybody else had a horse and carriage. Like, you know what I mean? It was Williams and him. Like, you know what I mean? That was about it.
Yeah, and Benetton, right? And for your listeners out there, to give you an example, it was sort of like how the 80s of Texas football was with SMU and Texas and all those schools where they would buy the players and everyone else would be wherever they were, right? That was how it was, right? It was like Ferrari was just above everyone else. But then
Ferrari would drop like $800 million and other teams had like $150 type thing, right? Like, exactly.
And now there's more parity. And even this year, right, because Lewis Hamilton said after the race.
Well, because all these other teams, sorry, Mo, but all those other, even the rich guys, like the Williamses, the McLarens, everybody, the BMWs, they all threatened to leave, right? They said this isn't viable like this. Like, we have to make this competitive, and it is true because that was always been a thing when I talk to NASCAR fans about Formula One, and they tell me it's boring. They said there's no passing. You know who's going to win all the time. And Formula One is trying to address that. I think they can still get better, but it is much better than it used to be. It's less predictable, even though Leclerc and Verstappen are dominating now.
Well, the thing is, Miami's got to change some stuff on the race shot because there wasn't much passion as we all desired to be, as we saw today in South Florida.
Yeah, that's the thing with Montreal, too. The Montreal track, the drivers like it because it's challenging. There's a lot of turns. There's a lot of stops and start. Like, there's a lot of it's a very challenging race for the driver, but there's not a lot of passing. Like, qualifications is critical. But I'm happy I hit Max Verstappen at plus 162 today, baby. We'll wrap up with Mo on the other side. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I've got racing fever now. I was fired up, especially since I won my bets. I took Max Verstappen at plus 162. I wasn't deterred. He ended up closing at plus 162. Leclerc was the favorite, but I stuck to my guns. And I also had him at minus 110 to finish the first or second. Mo Khan with us on the way out. So, Mo, Toronto Maple Leafs. Could not get it done this evening. And it's amazing. The Leafs, Mo, they are now in they're 1-8 the last 9 playoff games in which they had a lead in the series.
That's crazy.
Like, that's the definition of why they haven't won, bro. Like, that's the definition of not being able to deal with success, the definition of getting complacent, the definition of not having a killer instinct. Dude, like 1-8, Mo. Like, not in elimination games. Like, when you have a series lead, that means that they've only won two in a row in the playoffs one of the last 9 times. It's unacceptable, right? And now they put themselves in a must-win situation. We got about a minute and a half. What are your hockey thoughts? Who do you got going to the cup after what you've seen so far this week?
You know, I was really impressed by how Boston came back strong against Carolina in the home games, right? That should go 7 games, I believe. I still won't discount Canada for what they've built up here, but they have to be much more consistent on the road than what they were in games 1 and 2 in Toronto. So I'm still going to stay with Tampa for now, Gabe. But look, keep an eye out for Washington. No one's talking about what the Capitals have done so far against the Panthers. It would not surprise me to see them make a deep run in the playoffs here on the Eastern Conference side of the window here. Then on the flip side, I think the West has more question marks of what we'll see in the final 2 games, 3 games of each of these series here. So right now the West is up in the air, but I think the East – I think Tampa and the Capitals could be the ones to watch out for moving forward.
Nobody gave the Capitals any room at all or a look at all actually coming into this. And now Florida, they got Florida on the ropes. Massive game tomorrow night. Colorado have been ultra impressive. I had Calgary going to the Cup. Man, they've got to worry about putting a puck in the net, you know, to get past Dallas right now. Great stuff as always, Mo. Thanks a lot for the time.
Have a great week, pal. Be good.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Bring it.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.